Nothing in this recording is intended as investment advice, and the people in this recording may hold positions in the companies they talk about. Do not make any investment based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Hello and welcome to Zach's Traders Cafe. Today I'm joined once again by Ian McDonough, who's CEO at Blackbird. How are you today, Ian?
Very well, thanks, Zach. Thanks for having me.
Right, we're speaking in the wake of your final results announced yesterday, and given my day job, I'm always interested in your video editing and content creation platform. So maybe you can tell us how you've done with the company and that.
Yes, of course. Yes. So this has been a year of milestones, really, I have to say, Zach. First of all, as I think the viewers probably are aware, we have two products. One is Blackbird, which is for high-end news and sports creation. We were used on the Summer Games in Paris last year with Blackbird. And for that, we had 75 feeds of sport going through the platform at any one time. And people and editors around the world were using Blackbird to cut stories and cut clips of their own athletes, their own national athletes, to put into their own social channels and their own TV channels. So it was a really big step for that product. Blackbird also, for the first time, the Blackbird division also made an EBITDA positive margin of £500,000 pounds. So the first time we've done that with Blackbird, so it's a good step forward, and also made a profit in 2024. So that was fantastic. I think the other key thing, the most important thing that we did in 2024 and early 25 is to get Elevate ready for its paid launch. And 3 weeks ago, we launched the creator platform on Elevate. So we were really delighted with that. That's a big, really big step forward for us.
All right. And so, I mean, in terms of where you are heading for here, is it all about consolidating the success of, you know, Elevate and your SaaS model?
So Elevate is really how we're going to scale the company. Elevate is an end-to-end video content creation platform aimed at the corporate market and also the creator market, which is a huge sector. We did some numbers back in 2022, so a little bit old now, but at that point they were saying it was a $6.9 billion market. And we know that video has only become more pervasive since 2022, and that market, we think, has grown quite substantially. We're really looking at Elevate growth over the next few months and years to really scale the business. So, yeah, correct.
Now, I mean, what's the upside in this? I mean, you know, technology, international technology, scalable SaaS model, you know, is there any limit to what could be achieved with that?
Well, what we've done is we've created a pro video editor that anyone can use. So when you break that down, it means that we have professional tooling within a browser environment that's collaborative, and our users use one workspace, and we've made it easy. So the market for that is, once that is built, and I have to say it's never going to stop being improved, but once the framework is built and we can start to charge people, which is now, then really our upside is enormous. I mean, it's really opportunity central. We will have a very low cost base, and it's really just engineers. It's just engineers, but fantastic engineers, a really amazing team of engineers. But it is staff. It is not that we have to really keep any massive infrastructure going, because all the infrastructure is outsourced to AWS, and the cost of subscription covers those costs. So other than the staff and the marketing, that is really the kind of the cost base. So we have a huge opportunity ahead of us, a lot of headroom.
So in terms of the market that you have, I mean, is it just about sort of nerdy people, Generation Z people making videos for TikTok, or is it a B2B business?
Well, younger people do make more videos, Zach. It's a fact. But this is really a B2B tool for the likes of the growth marketer who wants to turn their landscape footage into vertical ads, or the HR business partner who's creating onboarding videos, the internal comms team, the salesperson who's been told to go out and engage their customers through videos. It really is a B2B tool, and everyone from a solopreneur with one or two services to sell right the way up to a large company with thousands of employees, where you will cover the whole gamut.
And so basically, in terms of your marketing both to individuals and corporates?
So we have attracted individuals and corporates, but the marketing will be mostly focused on those that are using it for a business in a business context.
And just finally, I suppose the shares have been between sort of like 4p, 8p, that kind of thing over the last year. Do you think the market's appreciating Blackbird enough? I mean, in terms of your communications and things like that. I mean, I think I attended the launch of Elevate, which was great. The summer before last, I think it was. Do you think that the engagement in the market appreciates this, or is it maybe something that maybe, for instance, more American investors would understand it or like it more than UK investors?
I mean, it's a great question, Zach. I mean, I have to say, the quick answer is no. I don't think we're appreciated enough, but that would be easy for a CEO to say is that we should be valued much higher. The key thing is we're a very unusual company for this market. For not just the UK market, but also for the public market. So we're a highly unusual bird, as it were. And so I think if we were in a different environment, we would be rewarded much more for what we've done so far, i.e. that we've de-risked a very complex product. So we've taken a complex product, we've built it in a browser, we've put a payment gateway on it, and we have our first paying customers from all around the world, so multi-currency payments from all around the world. That would be rewarded much more highly in different types of markets. However, we are where we are, and this is the kind of the exam question that we have is we have to create value and help our investors understand the potential of this market by showing them the numbers. So, I'm in a business where I'm there to show our investors the potential and the growth of this platform. That's my exam question now.
Ian McDonough, CEO of Blackbird, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you. Thank you, Zach.